Good afternoon. First thing I want to do is I want to start by commending the fans last night. It was an electric atmosphere at the Dome, and I thought it was a big help for us. It was a fun night to stand on the sidelines. I'm sure it was a fun night to be in the stands, and they were a contributing factor to the success that we've had. I was really pleased with the way we fought last night. I thought the guys showed some resolve. We didn't start the way we wanted in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. Much different than the week before where we started fast in all three phases. We gave up a big punt, three and out, big punt return. They had starting position on the 31-yard line, and we give up a field goal. That's not the way you want to do it. But I thought our defense did a solid job in terms of giving up points. Gave up 6 points in the first quarter and then didn't give up another point until the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. So they did a nice job. We need to get rested and prepared for our second division game against the New Orleans Saints. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. John?
Coach, I guess in the past, third down efficiency has been a problem for you on defense, getting other teams off the field. But you did a great job of that last night. What was the key there? What was working?
Well, we've done a nice job really since the first ball game this year. And when we got behind the eight ball and weren't very good in the first game, we gave up way too many third downs, and when you're only talking about between 12 and 15 snaps a game, it takes a while to get your percentages where you would like them. But I thought we did a nice job mixing up our coverages. We were disruptive to the quarterback for the most part. We did not do a good job containing him, and in that drive where they scored the only touchdown of the game, we weren't as good as we needed to be. But I think it's all three areas, the defensive line, the linebackers, and the DBs working together. And as you guys know, I've stated many times, Coach Nolan thrives on getting you into third down. That's when, especially when you get them in third and four to or more, you've got the advantage on the defensive side.
The guys in the locker room were talking about after the game, the improvements in the run defense being a product of gelling and playing in the system. How important is that to playing the defense well when you have guys who are playing together for a few games and kind of get everything up?
Well, I think it's very important to in run fits. You've got to be very precise, and it's not just ABC. It's a lot more complicated than that in terms of how you're going to take your gap and how you're going to spill the gap to the unblocked player. And that's the thing that we've done a much better job the last 2 weeks. It's been an emphasis point. We didn't start the season out the way we wanted to in stopping the run, but we've done a better job the last 2 weeks. We've worked on it extensively in practice and have spent more emphasis on it over the last 3 weeks, actually.
Coach, there was a long period where the Cowboys didn't get much offensively. And then when they went to the hurry-up mode on that drive, you mentioned earlier, it was really starting to move the ball. What was your analysis of what happened there on that drive?
Well, we didn't execute as well as we would have liked to. And they had gotten into a rhythm, and it's tough sometimes once they get into rhythm to try to change it up, especially in no huddle. You're limited a little bit in terms of what you can do in terms of calling, in calling defenses when there's no stoppage of the clock. And the clock was running the entire time in that drive. You can't really substitute. So there were a number of factors that led to it. We've got to play better. I thought that we tackled better on that drive. We just didn't do a very good job covering or putting pressure on the quarterback.
Corey Peters got a lot of time, especially after Bray Jerry left. If Bray is not back, is Corey ready? It's been kind of a quick return for him.
Well, it's funny. I just talked to Corey 5 minutes ago walking down in here, and I said, hey, I think you still got some rust on you. He said, yeah, I know. But, again, it's his second game, and actually, he said you don't need to tell me that, and I said, "Oh, yes, I do." like he knew it himself. But Corey got more snaps than actually we wanted him to play yesterday, simply because of the injury to Perret. And I think in another week or two, he'll be ready to get back to his normal snap count that he was at last year when we were using him as a starter.
How would you compare how Akeem Dent did in that game as compared to the Oakland game where he also played all
the John, time? I think Akeem Dent played his best game of the season by far. The thing that I'm most proud of is the way that he handled the huddle, and he was a signal caller on our base defense and our sub defense, and I thought he did a very nice job. He was very active. I think he was credited from the stats in the press box with seven tackles, if I'm not mistaken, and he did a very nice job. That's not easy to really play your first full game at the Mike linebacker position on a Sunday night football game. So pleased with the way that he played. I think he's really progressed in his understanding of the fronts and his run fits.
I noticed on his calls, he really seemed to show a lot of leadership the way he was getting guys charged up.
Yep, he did a very nice job. We put a lot on our Mike linebacker, the signal caller, in terms of there's a number of potential audibles based on formations, and I thought he handled it very well. I think there was maybe one time where we didn't get into the defense that we wanted to be in. Our mental errors were down. We didn't tackle well in the first half. I thought we tackled much better in the second half. We were a lot crisper in our tackling in the second half of the ball game.
Coach, do you have an update on Perret's knee?
Perret's knee, he had a study done on it today. We're anticipating that he should be out with us by the end of the week. All right. And it's not anything like his knee injury of 2 years ago. So we're hoping that we get him a few days rest and let him get a lot of treatment, and he'll be back out there with us.
Is it the same?
It's not the same type of injury. It's more of a swelling situation, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to get the swelling down. There's no ligaments, cartilage issues. Sean, of course, you guys saw was on the sideline. I saw him moving up and down the sideline, helping us and assisting us with making sure everybody knew what the calls were. He was doing a very nice job last night. He will be a guy that we hope will get out here at the end of the week. He's been basically in treatment now. This is his eighth day of intensive treatment, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to get him out. He progressed well through the first week, and we're going to just have to see. And I think, like last week, we'll know where he's at Wednesday or Thursday in terms of if he's made enough progress where we think he's going to be able to play this week.
It was announced that Asante went out with a neck injury. Was that serious?
Not at all. I think Asante missed three snaps in the ball game last night, so he was able to come back. It was not a head injury. It was a neck issue, but he missed three snaps and was back in.
You start out with the third quarter of the season now this week. Any thoughts on the next four games?
Not any different than what we've done so far. We'll rehash this second quarter on Wednesday, and then we'll take a quick peek ahead, talking about this next quarter. This basically was the NFC East. We're now going to turn our attention to some division games. And as you know, we put a lot more weight on the division games. And you've got to take care of your division if you want to be where you want to be at the end of the season.
At least one player commented last night, the games like last night, all the spotlight, national TV, that kind of stuff, just all the attention can be something that can help prepare for the postseason. And if there's more attention to you during the second half of the season, more media attention, is it something that can kind of prepare you for the attention that comes?
Well, I think you learn. I think you learn regardless of what the situation is. And I think it's a whole lot of fun to be playing on Sunday night football, coaching and fans having an opportunity to watch. In regards to the second season, you know, that's way, way down the road. We're just now starting to get into the third quarter, and you know, the division games are up, and it starts this week with New Orleans. And as you know, New Orleans and the Atlanta Falcons are probably one of the best rivalries in the NFL. I think we'll know, you know, we'll be able to know by the end of the week. John, it may go into it. If he's closer, it could potentially go into a game-time decision. But I think we'll have a pretty good idea of where Sean is on Wednesday or Thursday.
Coach, Quiz Rogers has done a great job on kick returns. On the punt returns, any concern you and Coach Armstrong for a lack of production from Dominic Franks, a lot of fair catches, and not really helping field position?
Well, Jaquez has done a very nice job. Returning kicks. Jaquez has never returned punts. We're somewhat limited in the number of players that have. We've got some players that have done it, but we feel like it's in our best interest not to have them out there. You know, Harry Douglas has returned punts. Asante Samuels has returned punts. But we've got the guy that we feel is very sure-handed back there. And the big thing is when there's a change of possession, you want to make sure at the end of that down that we have the football. Last night, the opportunity to really return it was not there. Their punter did a nice job with the hang time, and we definitely do not want to try to do something that will put us in danger of losing the football. We want to have possession of the football when that play is over.
Feel any different being the winningest coach in Falcon history?
No, it doesn't. It's not about one person. It's about the whole team and the whole organization. We've been fortunate to win a lot of football games since we've been here, and a lot of people have contributed, not just on the field but off the field. And everybody in the building should be proud of what we've accomplished thus far this season and since Thomas and I came here 4 years ago. Well, Jay Ratliff is a heck of a football player. He was, we identify we feel like are game wreckers, John, and Jay was one of them. He's coming off of injuries earlier in the season, and I think was really coming into his own. I know that he left right before halftime. I thought that he wasn't as nearly as effective and as a game wrecker that he'd shown in the other day. I thought our offensive line did a nice job. The hits on our quarterback, were not really the fault of the offensive line. We had some communication issues on two of the three sacks. So I thought they did a very nice job. They got five guys up front, and really with the rotation, they had about eight guys that can really come after you.
Publications, whatever websites, to kind of get a sense for your team being discussed more than maybe in the past.
I don't read them, but I have two guys that are over here on the right side of the room that if there's information that they feel like that I need to be aware of, they'll pass it on to me, and we've got a pretty good system in place through 5 years through trial and error. When we first started doing this, it was, Coach, I don't need to know anything like that, And I think they know now the type of information that I need. I try to focus on the next game. We live in 5, 6, 7 day cycles as coaches and players. And the next mission is the New Orleans Saints, and that's where our focus is going to be. Starting this evening, we've got a couple of debrief meetings to finish up as an organization. But as soon as they're done, we'll move on to the New Orleans Saints.
Can you give us some insight to what kind of information it is that you need?
No, Michael. Most of the stuff, statistical things, and guys that injury reports, because We found out that there's official injury reports and unofficial injury reports. It's really come to light over the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
hired the two new coordinators. Can you kind of reflect on those decisions and the job you think they've
done? I think that they've done an outstanding job to this point. And as I've said many times, Dirk and Mike are outstanding football coaches that have a very good understanding of the game. But more importantly, they are great people. And I'd worked with them previous, and it's grown since, the relationship's grown since I worked with them in previous years. They've done a great job of not only calling the game, but preparing our football team and going through the process of putting the game plan together with the rest of our coaching staff. And again, through the first half of the season, we've done a nice job, but we still got a long second half to go.
Coach, Kentucky's looking for a new football coach. Dirk's name has been mentioned as a potential candidate. Have you heard from him in regards to that?
I didn't know that Kentucky is looking for a new football coach. So I can't comment on it. I don't know anything about that.
What do you think of Julio in the backfield? Does that play have a name?
No, but it does have a formation name to get him aligned there. But it's something that we've shown previous games, and I think it's just another way for us to create some confusion on who's going to line up where. We don't want to line up our guys always in the same spot. That's part of offensive game planning.
Okay, boys and girls, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.